didn't wake up. But
well, that's theoretical too. Don't be so sure about that.
Question.
Who is that? Let's see. Try it and we'll see if you can.
So, she wants indescribable bliss of inner peace. And you said, how much would you pay for it in the cost of being uncomfortable? That implies that it's obtainable.
Okay.
If it's obtainable, I'd pay any price. I would walk around naked or something. I don't care.
So you want to be on record with that?
Yeah. Right now. If.
All right. We have noted.
It is obtainable in this life.
Are we right now?
Supposedly. Theoretically.
So you're asking a very serious, sincere question, and let's address it.
Okay. Some other time.
No, let's address it next.
Okay.
Because I believe the question behind the question that you're asking, you seem to be saying, I'm not really positive that that's possible, but if you're saying it is, I want to know. And she's saying, I don't have any doubt that it's possible. So you're starting in complete different places.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all good. This is excellent. I love this. I live for this. But it's always interesting to see how different people are coming from a different place and approaching it in a different way. You're approaching it from, is it possible? She's approaching it from, I know it's possible, but I feel trapped. Something's preventing me. I don't know how to get from A to B. So if you rated the discomfort 0 to 10, 10 being the worst it could ever be, the most uncomfortable possible, when you really feel the pressure of that conditioning, when you really feel like the discomfort is almost couldn't be more than it is. Is it low, medium, or high? Does it ever get to 9, 10? Or is it more 5, 6? What's the general gist of it, the ilk of it? Low, medium, or high?
It's been really high at some points in my life. But I think it's all relative. As time goes by.
So it seems to be getting better.
It does. I think it depends on where you're looking from.
Mm-hmm.
One night, I have an adoptive father in France, and he was in Auschwitz.
Mm-hmm.
And he once said to me, for some people, having a paper cut is as painful as for other people losing a husband or not getting the Chanel handbag they wanted for their birthday. You just don't know what their conditioning is.
Mm-hmm. And once again, I had a birthday last year and I didn't get a single Chanel handbag. Year in, year out. It just seems to always be the same.